Thursday marked the end of the Wildcats Edge conditioning program for the summer, as well as the end of Wildcat football camp. Wildcats coach Greg Owens wanted to make sure we met one young camper. Then I talked with Coach Owens.
I'm Grandma Heskey. I'm also known as the Turtle Man. Turtle Man! More live action!
That's what we do at football camp right there.
This week, y'all did.
Coach, this is kind of the end of it here, camps, edge, everything coming to a conclusion right now.
Yeah, it's been a great summer. I mean, it's been a great summer with our kids, Alborago and our edge kids, and we had a great number this year from girls to guys, and it kind of dwindled at the end of the summer just simply because of camps and all the other stuff going on and vacations. Everybody's cramming them in, but it was a really good year. We started about 200 in edge and still finished strong. So a lot of kids got a lot of work and learned a lot of stuff, and I'm really excited about them, what they're doing on the football side of that, excited about the way our seniors turned out and how they worked and how they led, and so we're excited about that. And in a week we start football, so we're excited on that, on those parts of it. And football camp here was a great success, and we had 120 kids. That might have been the most we've had. I mean, it's a bunch of kids, and so we had a great time with them. About 50, we had about 50 ninth graders and about 3 through 8. And they all did a great job, had a fun time, learned a lot of stuff. We added some things this year in a special teams phase of teaching everybody how to snap a ball, kick a ball, all those things too, as well as the other stuff. So it was a great day. We got a great facility to be inside, not worry about the weather to go and do it. So it's really good. Right now we're wrapping up our ninth grade camp. And with those guys, and they're rolling, so it's been good to get them. They're more in the 2-a-day mode, really. They're getting after it right now, and they're going. So it's good stuff, and we've had a great summer.
Next week, I guess you and your staff will kind of go on a retreat and kind of get together as a staff, have a lot of fun, and talk some things over.
Yeah, we just kind of get away from town a little bit, not too far, but we kind of just get away to ourselves, and we can continue to get organized and do all that, and just kind of take a little downtime, and we'll fish, maybe play a little golf, but we'll also meet and get organized and come back and get ready to roll on the 4th with everybody. And it's here. It's on us, and, you know, everything is big, and I mean, it's just going to happen. Our schedules are going to be full, and we're going to be busy. So, but it's going to be a good, busy, and exciting time. And, you know, some of those kids maybe we didn't see this summer, they start creeping up right now, and they're kind of feeling it too. So we're excited, and we're ready to go, expecting great things.
Yeah, I think we've saved all the hot weather for football.
I think so. Yeah, we're waiting on the triple-digit days. It's just now got here. We ordered it up, so we're looking for 102 maybe on August the 4th.
KSST Sports.